And Father Bill Cieslak is with me, known as Brother Bill. He's been a Capuchin for 47 years and a priest for 38 years. He spent the first 25 years of his ministry teaching liturgy and sacraments at the Franciscan School of Theology in Berkeley and at the Graduate Theological Union. And in the past 6 years, he has served as Provincial Director of Development for the Capuchin Province of St. Joseph, and in July of 2007 became Director of the Office of Preaching and Evangelization. He preaches and teaches every month at the Franciscan Renewal Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. Brother Bill, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So you go by brother because you were a Capuchin before you became a priest. Am I getting that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
You got it right in the money.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that I was understanding that and hopefully sharing that with our listeners too. So
great.
Tell us a little bit about the work that you do. And it sounds like you've been doing for quite a while now.
Well, the work that I'm doing now is really trying to focus on renewal of Catholic life, especially in parishes.
Mm-hmm.
And my task is to come in and excite the people and excite their souls so that they're ready to get off the dime and change their lives.
Mm-hmm. And how do you do that? There doesn't tend to be, I think, a lot of excitement necessarily for parish missions.
Right, and I guess the word mission is an old word.
Mm-hmm.
That is not very good for young ears, I don't
mm-hmm.
think. But I think the parish renewal is probably a better word, but it doesn't have much life in it either. So I don't know what to call it actually.
Mm.
But the task is to try to reach people's hearts, and I think that I think there's a lot of good news that people are really hungering to hear about their relationship with God, and it's my task to try to squeeze into their hearts somehow so that they can actually hear this word and take it home with them.
Mm-hmm. And how do you do that? I would imagine really even in the first few minutes, you have that task of really capturing their attention and sort of laying out a vision for what's going to happen that evening or in that series of talks.
Right. What I do is I speak at all the masses on the Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to give them a sense of who they're going to be listening to. You know, people say, oh, yeah, that's not pretty good. Oh, yeah, we'll come back in here. And so that's the first task. And I think transparency, energy, fervor, commitment, all those sounds in the voice are really important for people to hear.
Because mm-hmm.
then they say, well, maybe he's got something good to say. And the basic message that I have is the old Franciscan message. It goes all the way back to the time of St. Francis. And that is, God really, really, really does love us.
Mm.
And it's so hard for people. They say, oh, yeah, yeah, I know, but not me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so hard for people to really accept.
Yes.
You know, we sometimes teach our kids, well, if you do that, God won't love you. Which is a huge mistake,
mm-hmm.
because God never said that.
Yes.
So, that's sort of the strategy.
Mm. And so, it's really making a personal connection with people.
Precisely, and it's trying to help to renew their own spirituality, their own way of really looking at life,
mm-hmm.
and saying what's most important, and from there, well, what do I need to do?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of attitude, what kind of spirit do I need to have?
Why don't we believe that God loves us?
Well, I think we've been taught for such a long time that God doesn't love us
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you know, the first teachers of our faith are our parents and our grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever they learned in school is what we got.
Mm-hmm.
And then that shaped our ears, and then what we learned in church was also what we got. And so it's really tough. So much of Catholic life, I think, is focused on sin instead of on grace.
Mm-hmm.
And we always forget that grace is first, not sin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the story that we've never taken with us. But once we start doing that, once we start changing our attitude toward who God is in relationship to us, it can radically change our lives.
I'm talking with Father Bill Cieslak. Brother Bill, he's been a Capuchin for 47 years and does a lot of parish renewal work. And I grew up in a fundamentalist Christian environment, so you know it's very Calvinistic. So I very much resonate with what you're saying.
Because that would be just the opposite of what we're talking about.
Yes, yes. Our focus was on sin first, and that God essentially the Jesus sacrifice on the cross in a way forces God the Father's hand in terms of accepting you, which is a whole lot different than saying
absolutely
you know,
different. Yeah.
And we would quote John 3:16 a lot about God's love. But really the message was, well, because of what Jesus did, God has to accept you.
You know, our Franciscan theology goes way, way back to the time of St. Francis of Assisi in the 1200s. Mm-hmm. And the theologians who followed him, St. Bonaventure and Blessed John Duns Scotus. Mm-hmm. And those, so our take on who God is that God loves us so much and always loved us so much that even if Adam had never sinned, God would have still sent Jesus to us.
Mm.
So that Jesus doesn't come merely as an afterthought. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, we sinned. Uh-oh, now what?
Yes, yes.
But it comes as the first thought. Because God created us good and loving, God wants us to know exactly who we are and where we belong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Jesus.
Yes.
So that's the first thought. So you can say, well, did Christ die for our sins? Well, yeah, but that's not the first thing Christ did.
Mm.
The first thing Christ did was loved us first. And because of sin, Christ also died for our sins. Mm. But he died for our sins in a different way, in a way that says that God is always with us in our suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a powerfully, profoundly different way.
Mm. So we see the incarnation as crisis management, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm. And I suppose, well, you were talking about how we get whatever our parents got.
Yeah.
And I guess the good news there is, as parents, if we get it, we can pass it on to our kids.
Precisely. Precisely, because, you know, if parents think about it, every single day they're a theologian. Every time their little kid says, "Mom, what's this all about?"
Mm.
Then the parent has to make up an answer, give the best shot they got.
Mm-hmm.
And if they keep hearing that day after day after day, especially if God's good and if God made us good, then the first theology that a parent could say to her son or daughter is, "You're good,
mm-hmm.
not you're bad."
Yes.
And that, so, you know, once you start living in that attitude, life changes.
Mm-hmm. And there is something so amazing about understanding that God sees the goodness in us even when we don't, that he made us good, and that sin wounds that goodness, but he wants to bring it back out of us. He wants to heal us of all of the things that that hurt us, that hurt others.
Right.
Because that really is a whole different understanding than essentially, you know, God, God's trying to fix what got broken. You know, I made this and it's broken, and I need to fix it.
Yeah. So the very first attitude is grace, God's love.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is sin, and the third thing is grace.
Mm.
So grace is bigger than sin.
Mm-hmm.
Not sin is bigger than grace.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you have to sort of stand on your head.
Yeah. Well, and it's also very different than sort of saying, well, sin doesn't really matter.
Oh, it does matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really does matter, because first of all, it means that we got it wrong, that we didn't understand who we are, and so we've really messed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's all about relationship.
Yes. Yes. Well, I can see why folks would want to come and and listen to your talks. at their parishes. I think you just have a beautiful way of expressing what the church teaches. I mean, this is the teaching of the church about
absolutely
how God reaches
way
out
way
to
back.
Us. Yes,
from the time in 1 John in the beginning.
You know, I think it's interesting too that if we miss either of those aspects, if we undersell God's grace, I love what you're saying about starting and ending with His grace.
Right.
We miss it. If we minimize sin, we also miss it.
Well, you can't minimize sin and really stay faithful.
Well, Father, for folks who are kind of looking at their own lives and thinking, you know, this kind of describes their arc. Maybe what they got from their parents was, not as good an understanding as it could have been. Maybe they're struggling to model Christ for their kids. What do you suggest for them?
I suggest starting with where God starts, and that is that to tell their children that they are loved tremendously first, that they're loved tremendously, and that they are good, and that they have the power and potential to bring good into the world. And then to show them in everything that they do, not bombard them, but show them, you know, that's really good, and this is what you can do if you want to, show that goodness. So to teach good, and to teach beauty, and to teach love, wow, that would be wonderful.
That would. And so, such a counterpoint to what we're seeing just around us, too, in our culture.
Yes.
Which, unfortunately, isn't really, it's not really highlighting any of those things right now.
No, it's not.
Brother Bill, thank you very much. It was really wonderful to talk to you.
You're quite welcome.
I've been talking with Father Bill Cieslak, and again, he is involved with the Franciscan Renewal Center in Scottsdale, Arizona, teaches and preaches there monthly, and is also the Provincial Director of Development for the Capuchin Province of St. Joseph, and also the director of the Office of Preaching and Evangelization there. Wonderful words there from Brother Bill,